Valerie Quark.
I couldn't believe it. Lisa told Janet that Paul F. Barber asked me if I had a date to the dance. No, they broke up for religious differences. She thought she was God and he disagreed. Yeah, this afternoon around 5. I'm meeting you at the mall. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, I can't. I gotta hang around a while and keep an eye on Nick. He likes to take things apart. Well, that's why I watch it at your house. Things will cool off after today. Dad has his big show and tell at the lab.
It works! It really
Nick,
works!
Get real!
The subject has disappeared!
No, no, it's not that. No, Mom and Dad had an argument last night, and Mom spent the night at Grandma's. Like she just needed a rest. Right, her and me both. Yeah, okay. Okay. Bye.
Amy, when's Mom coming home?
She's working, Nick. She'll be home this afternoon. If only Dad could get that machine to work. Be down in 5 minutes. Typing with the gloves on again.
Again? Who does he think he is, Mr. Wizard? Zelensky! Get under arrest! It's Saturday!
It's a distraction, honey. You of all people should understand that.
Yeah, but I want some sleep. We got a 4-hour drive ahead of us.
And I think you should have some consideration for other people.
Give the guy a break.
I'll give him a break. I'll break his arm.
Dad, don't move.
Ron, what are you doing?
Defending the backyard, Dad.
That's my fishing rod.
Dad, stop! Oh. Dad!
Am I bleeding?
Honey, it's rubber.
Dad, I told you not to move.
What's on this thing?
Super glue.
Super glue?
Gotta mark those trespassers, Dad.
I'm not a trespasser. I'm your father.
Better wash it off quick, hon.
I'm
taking the skin off. I'll talk to you later. What's with this kid? He's 12.
That's all
the Han
was
told
once, too, you know.
He's sounding.
Weird family.
Finish mine. Looks just like yours,
That's
huh?
That's great, Nick.
You know, Dad, I was calculating. If you took all the molecules...
Listen,
in the
Nick, I gotta get this thing working before I leave. Why don't you go help your sister?
Thank you.
Stay back, boy. This thing works, so put us right up there with the invention of electricity. First man in space. First dog in space. Come on. Shrink. Shrink. On the other hand, we've come up with an interesting way of making applesauce.
You got it, honey.
Sure.
It's positive. You're wiping away brain cells, and there aren't many to spare.
Everybody in my family's a comedian.
Everybody except you, hon.
Darn right. Well, look who's decided to join the land of the living. And is Russell ready for his big fishing trip?
Not really, Dad.
Not really. There's a big fish out there with your name on it.
Fishing's your thing, Dad, not mine.
Well, what's the matter with him? What do you mean, shush? I see nothing wrong with wanting to take my son fishing.
Russell, I shouldn't be telling you this, but he was cut from the football team yesterday.
What?
Honey, please. What he doesn't need right now is to hear from you.
He needs something. When I was his age, I was captain
of the team.
And if my father had wanted me to go on a fishing trip, I would have
been grateful. Russ, he is too small for football.
He is not too small for football.
Shh. Honey, when you say things like that, you make him feel about this big.
If he wants to feel big, he should act big.
Elbows up. What's the matter with you?
I'm on a special diet. No toxic waste.
Fine. Here, Quark. Eat it, Dad, before it gets cold. Did you get the machine to work?
Yeah. A few more bugs to get out.
What about the conference?
Jeez, the conference, I gotta get going.
Dad! Dad, wait! Dad!
If Mom calls, tell her I'll be home by lunchtime.
Dad, don't forget my dress from the cleaners. Nick Dollage built.
It's all in my head. Don't worry.
Wish me luck. Good luck getting out of this door.
House of Insanity.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. Nick, go get Dad. He's just leaving for the conference.
Dad! Mom!
Where?
On the phone!
Oh. How did everything go this morning?
Boy, did we miss you.
I missed you too, honey. Did Paul Tate ask you to the dance?
Oh, I think he's going to. I'm going to meet him at the mall later today. Here's Dad.
Thanks. Hiya.
Hi.
Nick.
I called to wish you luck at the conference.
Look, Diane, if things go well this morning, everything will change around here, I promise you.
Okay. I have a house to show.
And then I'll be home this afternoon and we'll talk.
Good luck today.
Thanks. Bye, honey.
What time is Mom coming home?
Later. Listen, we gotta make this place spick and span, okay? Nick, I want you to mow the lawn. Amy. Good luck.
No, thanks. Wow. With that?
Yeah. And this.
Oh, it's a remote control.
Tell you what. You throw in a box of cookies. I'll let you cut the whole thing.
Oh, but I have to go and meet Newt right now. Could I do it later?
I don't think so, because, you know, my dad's gonna come home and...
Oh, come on.
Okay, don't be too late.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
See you later.
Nothing like a hard day's work.
French fries. Tater sticks. Meatloaf. Veal Parmigiano.
Hey, Dad, wanna go play some baseball?
Baseball. No. I gotta love the camper, Ron. I'm busy.
Hey, Russ, pitch for me.
Like play baseball?
Nope. Baseball's for mortals.
Maybe you could be the base.
Maybe you could be the mound.
Bono! Load your stuff!
Leader worm.
Russell, give me a hand here. Russell! Give me a hand here.
Dad, it's early.
The early worm catches the fish, Russell. Remember that. Foresters are coming by after lunch, so come on, quick march.
You've told me about it a million times.
All right, just hear me out. The point is, Coach put me on these babies. You know what happened? I put on 20 pounds of pure, unadulterated blitz the quarterback and rip his head off muscle wrestle. Now, I'll make you a little bet. If you work out for 3 months, you will be throwing farther, you will be running faster, and you will be hitting harder than anybody else on that team.
The weight's not my thing.
Fishing isn't your thing. Weights aren't your thing. Just what is your thing?
I don't know. But I'll keep you posted, okay?
Fine. Until you do, you're trying these. And you're coming fishing with the family. Is that clear? I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Better. Look with your legs, not with your back. What am I doing wrong, Spike?
Cigarette,
are you?
No, dear, you aren't giving that up.
Stuff all loaded?
Ready to fire.
Got the best spot on the lake. You looking forward to it?
Tubular!
He's only 12 and he's already thinking about construction. Why can't Russell be more like that?
Oh, honey, just give him a chance. Thompson at the plate, bottom of the ninth. It's a clutch situation. Here comes the pitch. Oh, he's swinging like a rusty gate. He pumps once, pumps twice. Oh, never been good on the high outside pitch. Here he comes. Fastball is bread and butter. Grand! Slam. Hey, I didn't do it.
Hey,
nobody has to know. Nobody saw it but you. Let's negotiate this. You're your brother, Russ. You're not supposed to think on your own brother. Turn me in. I'll tell him what you spend your allowance on. Come on, Russ.
Look, did you tell him? Or I tell him, okay?
Okay, you tell him. Listen, nerd.
Tell
face.
Him.
What's going on?
Hi. I'm Russ Thompson from next door. My brother has something to tell you. Or else I could tell her.
Okay. See, I was playing with my ball, right? Well, actually, it's not my ball exactly. It's Charlie Sudson.
You didn't tell me what you did.
It never would have happened if their house wasn't so close.
He hit a baseball through your attic window.
He what? It shouldn't have been closed in the first place. It's a nice day.
We'll get it fixed, okay? We'll take it out of his allowance, all right?
My allowance? Dream on.
Okay, we'll just have Dad pay for it, huh?
We'll take it out of my allowance. Give me my ball back.
Until you pay, no man shall pass.
You got nothing to say about it, space boy.
Cool it. Nick, take him upstairs and get him his ball and clean up the mess.
What?
Do it, Nick. I don't have time to mess around.
Come on. This is what's wrong with the American system of justice.
So, you like to dance, huh?
How do you know?
Well...
You could see me?
No. I could. But I wasn't watching you.
Awesome. So your dad's still in contact with his home planet.
And given that my machine can substantially reduce the size of bulky payloads and fuel supplies, the savings to the space program would be staggering.
Mr. Zelensky,
are you trying to tell me that suddenly size is no longer relative? Well, that's right, Professor Fredrickson, that all matter is made up of not only density, but of empty space. And if we can proportionally reduce the amount of empty space in any given object, we can thereby shrink the object.
Uh-huh. Where's your proof?
When Einstein came up with the atomic bomb, did they ask him to prove that it worked?
You, Mrs. Zelensky, are hardly Einstein.
I picked a name.
You have, however, managed to shrink one thing, the size of this audience. Gentlemen, ladies, I don't know about you, but I'm going to lunch.
Wait.
Oh, hi, Dr. Maynard.
Don't take it too hard, Wayne. It will take time to convince people without proof.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
By the way, you were right about the electric plea collar. The extension cord was a bad idea.
What could be taking them so long? I am not missing the mall today.
Nick!
Ron?
You guys are hiding up here. It's not funny. Nick, you know what Dad said. You're not supposed to be playing up here.
Where are we?
what happened?
Amy! Ross! Amy!
Mickey.
Ron?
Nick, what happened?
We're all the size of boogers.
Be quiet, Cork! Nick, what did you do?
Me! It was his fault!
Shut up, wimp!
We have to get Dad. He'll know what to do.
Nick, if that's Paul Tate, I'm gonna kill you.
Can somebody get that?
What's that?
Dad's stinky couch!
Amy, Nick! Hello? It's not for you. What is it, Quark? Nick!
Listen.
Are you guys home?
Sounds like Dad. He'll fix us.
This is Zelinsky! Up here! Up here, Dad!
Well, quick, over there by the door, okay? Get that side.
Anybody out there?
Nick, get off and give us a hand.
Nick? Amy?
Hey, Amy, your date's here.
Oh, gross.
Watch out for the crack!
Hurry up, he's coming!
Deaf?
Don't you get it? We're too small. He can't hear us. Dad!
I don't believe this. What a day. This is all your fault. 5 years.
No, Dad! It worked!
Zelinsky, don't do it!
Zelinsky! Dad!
Stay there. Glass everywhere here now. Ours.
Ow! Nick! I'm over here!
And whose arm is this?
I don't know, but I'm not waiting around to find out. Move over. Shit, look out.
Reminds me of the backyard.
Something tells me we're not going fishing this weekend.
That should make you happy.
Blow it out your shorts, Ron.
Dad can fix us, right, Nick?
I think so.
Oh, great.
We just have to get back to the house.
I'm never going back to your house. I'm going home.
Come on, Russ.
Russ?
Tell me the truth. Could your dad help us?
Russ, we're supposed to go fishing.
Yeah, right. How are you going as bait?
We're a witch.
Russ, you coming down or what?
We can't stay here.
Well, I think we should stick together.
Well, come on.
Nikki? We're in Kansas anymore, Toto.
I don't think we're in the food chain anymore, Dorothy.
Come on, Ron. We're gonna go with them.
What? You let a girl tell you what to do?
Look, Ron. Down here, you're gonna listen to me. From now on, you're gonna do what I say.
Ron! Great Russell Thompson stalking the rogue butterfly.
Knock it off, Ron.
We're now 1 inch tall and 64 feet from the house. It's the equivalent of 3.2 miles. It's a long way. Even for a man of science.
Nick, I've got 6 hours to get home, get big, and get to the mall. Now get moving.
Butterfly had a wingspan of 42 feet.
Nick! Guess what? I sold the house.
Really? That's great.
Yeah, you know that big estate? The Borsteins bought it. I only had to show it to them 12 times. How'd your conference go?
Oh, I got a lot of laughs.
Oh, Wayne.
I failed, Diane. I'm just going to get my old job back, if I can get my old job back. But from now on, things are going to be different.
Different? Right. Where are the kids?
I haven't seen them since I left this morning.
Did you tell them I was coming home?
Yeah, that's why they clean things up.
I see. Oh, they're probably just at the mall.
You want to hear something strange? My thinking couch is missing.
The one from the attic?
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, this is a lot better than those nature hikes, Dad tracks.
Ah! Nick, don't you ever pick up your toy?
What a wimp.
Been looking for that guy.
It's already 1 o'clock. So much for the mall.
What if time shrunk, too, I mean? What if it's hours to us, but it's years to the rest of the world?
Hey, that would be cool. All my teachers would be retired.
Impossible. Time doesn't exist except as a...
No. What's a river doing in your yard?
It's like a river, dope. It could be a stream of dog pee and it'd look like a river to us.
We'll swim it.
Oh. Have a ball, baby.
I'm not swimming in that.
Hey! If we could get some rope, we could make a log bridge. If we had some logs.
Quark!
Dog?
Yeah.
Quark can't hear us.
Yeah, he can. Dogs have great ears. If we can get on him, he'll take us all the way back to the house. Whistle.
Not a whistle. You just put your lips together and blow.
From the top of that flower, we can see over the grass. Let's climb.
No, Patty, no. There's nothing to worry about. Just have Amy call me if you hear from her. Thanks. Amy's not at Patty's and Nick's not at the Kessler's. I'm going to call Betsy.
Well, they got to be somewhere. Did you check next door?
At the Thompsons? They'd rather be in school.
Nick, be careful.
Yes, Mother.
I'll go up with them.
Hi, May.
We haven't seen you around much lately.
Well, I've been working a lot.
You haven't seen Ronnie or Russ, have you?
You know something? I can't find Nick and Amy. If you see them, would you send them home right away?
Oh, sure. Same thing if you see mine. Russell? The Zielinski kids are missing, too.
They're smart. They ran away with the circus. I know where they could be. They know we're leaving. Russell! Russell!
A swarm of...
Shut up! My brother's up there, too.
Help!
Ah! Ah! Ah!
Hold on!
you're getting worried, I'm going to go to the mall and look for the kids. Why don't you stay here in case they come back?
Okay. Hey, Zelensky! Your lawn's beginning to look like the Amazon.
Yeah. Producing oxygen, Russ. We've all got to do our part. You know, the jungles are receding everywhere.
If the Borsteins come by, their escrow papers are in my briefcase. You think you can handle that?
There was a bee on me.
Yeah, right.
Wait a second. Nick doesn't play baseball.
I just figured it out. I never woke up this morning. This is all a bad dream.
Ron, get up.
Yours is a nightmare. When I get up dead, I'll be going fishing.
I'm warning you.
Okay, Ron.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this is just all a bad dream. But if it is, would this hurt?
Ow! Get up!
If you were my brother, I'd put myself up for adoption.
Yeah, I hope your face ends up on a milk carton.
My chair. My couch. It works.
Take too long. I'm scared, Russ. We could be anywhere now.
I think we're still in your yard.
How do you know?
Any other yard, the grass would be shorter. Come on, we gotta find Ron and your sister.
And then if they don't fry him, they go to jail. Your mother, too. After all, she's the one who paid for it. That makes her an accomplice. You know what it's like in jail?
I'm going to tell you one more time to shut up.
And then what? And then you'll smack me? You'll go to jail, too. I'll tell him after Big B ate my brother, you smacked me around. No jury in the world would fail to convict you. The whole Zelensky family's going to be in jail for life.
Look, my dad's machine works.
When we get home and he fixes us all, we're going to be so rich. I don't regret this.
Amy, you know, I've always liked your family. I mean, your dad's a real nice guy. He's not as weird as I thought he was. And I love you and Nick like my own brother and sister.
Doesn't understand your dad.
Your dad doesn't understand anything.
Zelensky, we're the Boorsteins.
Get off the grass! Get off the grass!
Very delicate, the lawn. You don't want to overwater, really.
Get her!
No, Kathy, I just thought they might have stopped by. Okay, listen, if you see him, would you send him home? Okay, you have a good weekend.
This is getting ridiculous. Where the hell are those kids? No.
I have to bring the dog. I don't want to hear any more about the cat.
It's the Foresters. What are we going to tell them?
About the truth.
May, what kind of an excuse is that? Don!
No, I'm a dog.
How about catching some...
Whee!
Hi, Gloria.
Hey, morning, fishy.
Don, well, the fishery report looks stellar. Let's make exhaust while the sun still shines, huh? And I called Charlie at the Bass Lake.
I know.
Scissor jumping into the boat. And I brought my new...
Donald, that man over there is blind.
Right, Gloria.
Don, something's come up. I don't think we're going to be able to make it. Maybe you ought to go on ahead.
What do you mean you don't think you're going to be able to make it? We're caravanning, good buddy.
Donald, I am...
Not now, Gloria! And besides, if you're not there by 6, you'll lose your deposit.
Confidentially, May hasn't been feeling too well. Plumbing.
Plumbing? This isn't the big Russ Thompson I know. Plumbing would not stop the big Russ Thompson I know, especially with an $80 deposit on the line.
Don... Hook a big one for me, okay? Don?
Let's roll, Gloria. Come on, get in. Come on.
You tell them the truth?
Honey.
They take it okay?
May. $80, May! Non-refundable! Those kids are grounded!
Oh, mud is still mud no matter how small you are. I can't believe some stores actually charge for this stuff. That was really great. What you did for Nick.
What about you, Amy? He saved you, too.
Yeah, I know, Nick.
Where'd you learn artificial aspiration?
French class, kid.
Oh.
How about a truce, okay? Okay. I think this is the flagstone in the middle of the yard.
You mean we're halfway there?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's go.
Strawberry sundae, chocolate sprinkles, and a banana split.
I could eat a corn dog the size of a truck.
Ron, if you had a corn dog, it would be the size of a truck.
I've died and gone to heaven.
This is big as a house! We saw it first. It's mine! I got dibs on a green filling!
Nick, it's one of your cookies!
You're never gonna be in school.
Yeah, I could just eat a note to the teacher.
fear Miss Mason. Nothing not after they pink dress no.
Got it, quick, over here.
Please?
Right there.
Nicky, hurry.
If only we had some bug spray, that'd show him.
Quiet. To him, we're the bugs. If he finds us, he'll eat us. Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. It's our cookie. I say we fight for it. Just one ant?
When is the last time you saw just one ant? He's a scout. The rest of them will be here any minute.
Wait. You ever see how fast ants go? We can ride them and get back to the house in no time.
Forget it, Nick.
Amy, it can take us all. Ants can lift 50 times their weight.
50 times? It's like Ben's personal bulldozer.
Yeah, so think of what he could do to us. Let's go before he brings the rest of them.
But he can't hurt us. He's just a baby.
Buzz?
I say that Anne is ours!
Yeah! Come on, you guys!
Get him! Get him!
Guys, come on. Somebody take this cookie. Nicky, take this thing. Help! Nicky! Come on, you guys, this is your aunt.
Nicky, help
me. Somebody else.
Yeah. This is not bad.
Nicky!
For a girl.
Of course.
Quark, sit, Quark. Stop. Sit, boy. Quark, get away from there. Quark. Get away, boy. Drop it.
Thank you, officer. We'd appreciate you sending somebody by. Oh, okay. It's 646.
That guy's got serious problems.
Mrs. Thompson.
646 Sycamore. Yes.
Great idea, Russ. Even if the boy genius didn't think of it.
The bridge!
At this rate, we'll be home by dinner. Maybe I can still go out with Patty.
Well, our weekend shot. We'll never get to go camping now. I know Dad. We're grounded.
We are camping, Ron, only better. It's like a safari.
Hey, yeah, I never thought of it that way, you know?
Onward!
I would like to report two missing children.
Well, instead of flapping your gums about it, why don't you go
out?
I'm
sure it's nothing to worry about. This sort of thing happens all the time. You have a little spat with
the kid. Well, we did not have a spat.
You were kind of upset about Russ quitting the team, hon.
Quit? I thought he was cut.
He was afraid to tell you he quit.
Well, quit? What do you mean he was afraid to tell me? He could tell me anything he wants. You know me, I always listen.
Mm-hmm. What's supposed to mean?
Russell.
No, I don't want the way he said it.
No need to get upset, Mr. Thompson. You know, it's not unusual for these runaways to...
Well, my kids did not run away. They are happy kids, and there's no way you can make me believe that they ran away. And there he goes with his writing again. Don't you ever say anything?
Mm-hmm.
Russell.
Why do I feel like I'm the one on trial here?
I can't imagine, dear.
What do you mean you can't imagine?
Well, I think we have enough to get started. Please give us a call if you hear from the boys.
Fine.
Don't they need a warrant or something?
Russell, there's a few things about yourself I think you should know.
Well, like what?
Oh, another missing children report. 644 Sycamore. That's next door.
I called the police. What's on your head?
I was looking for the kids.
Where? In a coal mine?
They're in the backyard.
They are?
Diane, I got something real important to tell you. That is the couch from the attic. You can see the marks where Quark chewed the arms. I found it on the floor. It's my thinking couch.
Wayne, are you trying to tell me you did it? It works. The machine works. Do the kids know?
Well, yeah, the kids know.
That's great.
No, it's not that great.
Why?
I shrunk the kids.
What?
And the Thompson kids, too. They're about this big. They're in the backyard.
What?
Threw them out with the trash. Stay here. I'll get the door. Yes.
Did you report some missing children?
Oh, there must be some mistake. Ours are in the backyard. Right, honey? She's... Thank you.
What is it, Ron?
Anthony needs a recharge.
Here, you deserve this.
We're not gonna make it before dark.
Yeah, even if we did, the mall would be closed.
What do you need so fast? Hey! That's my hand.
Why don't we let him go?
He's worn out and his family might be worried about him.
It's okay with me.
Yeah, me too, I guess.
Help me get off the harness.
You can go now.
Start walking. You get the idea.
Thanks for the lift, Auntie. You're free. You get home now. Shoo!
Looks like you got a new pet.
Dumb Aunt doesn't know what's best for him. Go on! Go home! Mom will never let me keep you!
Nick?
Nick?
You there, kids?
Nicky?
Where are you? Any luck?
No.
See anything yet?
It's too thick.
It's
grass. Keep looking. Nick?
Amy?
What was that?
Ow! Watch out! Come on.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's Dad's brand.
He told us he quit.
Oof. Looks like he started up again.
No, he only smokes when he's really worried about something.
Nikki!
Be careful!
Hey, maybe we can use this.
Gotta tell the Townsends.
What do you take me for? A complete idiot?
How did this happen?
Hold on a second, mate. I'll handle it, right? How did this happen? Well, the machine analyzes the molecular structure of each compound, and then through laser inversion, it takes all...
I think the Townsends need to see the couch.
This guy is a waste of skin. This is a microscope.
I know.
Look in there.
All right.
You see, that's the couch that used to be sitting right over here until the machine shrunk it.
All right, so there's some doll furniture. Big deal. They sell that kind of stuff at swap meets.
Why didn't you tell us earlier? Well, until now, the machine just blew things up.
Are you saying that machine blew
up my kid?
No.
If the machine had blown up the kids, there'd be pieces of them everywhere.
Wayne.
Sorry. Look, I'm positive about this, okay? The machine shrunk our kids.
You're the one who needs to shrink, Zelensky. You are a nutcase. And I'll tell you something. I have got an air hammer in my attic. And if you did do something to my kids, there's going to be pieces of you all over the neighborhood. Come on, honey.
I think that went well.
I think we should have them over more often.
Yeah, well, it's a priority for me. And why don't you do what you're paid to do? Find my kids.
I thought you didn't believe him.
Oh, I don't. Electricity's cheap.
My teeth.
Quit pushing. Move over.
You move over.
Why don't you take that one?
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'd rather sit down here.
night, Auntie.
Think they'll be warm enough?
They look fun to me.
You think you'll be warm enough?
Sorry, boy. I need the part.
Are you okay?
I'm scared. Somehow I feel like this is all our fault.
It's my fault. I start working on something and I don't think about anything else. I should have been more careful with that thing. I'm sorry.
That's not what I meant. You know, it's not important if I sell another house or if you get a grant this year or next. We've just got to get this family back together.
The same way. I gotta fix the machine. You should get some sleep. I gotta get up early and come out here and look for them.
No, I couldn't sleep. Not with my babies out here all alone.
Oh, don't worry about them. They got the Thompson kids with them. They'll be fine.
That's another thing I'm worried about. Amy, in the dark, with little Russ Thompson.
Get some rest.
They better behave themselves.
It's funny. The moon looks the same size, whether you're big or small.
Yeah. Tell that to my dad.
Why? Did he pick on you about your size?
Bigger the guy, the bigger the moon. It's just the way he thinks.
Russ?
Yeah?
How come you never came over before?
Well, I mean, you talked to me once or twice last year. I mean, I would have come by. I wanted to, but I just always thought you were too popular to notice me.
I was too popular to notice. I was stupid.
Do something, he's just a baby.
We gotta help him.
Absolutely gross.
Okay, guys, let's get moving. Can't be much farther.
Can we sleep just a little longer?
Something's very weird here.
What is it?
Earthquake!
Thank you.
Fucus terrestris.
A what?
Earthworm. They're dormant this time of year.
Plug that in. Almost done here.
Is that a chainsaw?
No, it's more like a lawnmower, I think.
It's okay, sweetie. It's okay. Here, why don't you go home? Go on through the house. It's safer.
Safer?
I thought my folks were weird.
Is everyone okay?
I feel like a banana whip.
Nick, are you all right? Nikki!
Ron, we'll find a way, okay?
I'm not panicked. Who's panicked? Nobody's panicked!
Size. That backyard is like 10 miles. Giant blades of grass. Huge insects. It's a jungle out there.
They're gonna head right for the house.
Yeah, you're probably right. Keep our eyes open.
Look, it's the rest of them!
I'm gonna go get the Thompsons.
Hang on, kids!
Obviously worked on the kids. I just don't get it.
Well, you better get it, Selinsky.
Russ, you're not helping.
Well, I'm not helping.
Russell, you've got to...
I know.
Nick's trying to say something. I can't make it out.
Let me see.
What are you saying, Nick? Swinging?
Sounds like...
It's semaphore, May.
Wait, flapping.
Pitching. Throwing.
You're out. Baseball!
Baseball?
Good, honey.
Holy smokes. It's the laser. I got it. The ball came through the window and activated the machine and then got in the path of the laser. Why didn't I think of this before?
I could take a wild guess.
I was creating too much heat. That's why everything was blowing up. Thanks, Nick.
Right,
Nicky. Diane, you take the spoon. I'll get the machine. Hold it, Selinsky. This gizmo's been blowing up fruit, man. You're not trying it on my kids until you tried it on something living.
You know something? Maybe I should do it on myself. I'll show you how to work the machine. It's not that hard.
No, no. Do it on me.
Are you sure, honey?
How'd those get there?
This shouldn't work now.
Huh? Step back.
You're so come on, Nick. Come on.
So, if this works, you want to go to the dance on Friday?
Can you dance?
Not really.
I'd love to.
Oh. I was right, wasn't I? It was the ball, wasn't it?
You were right. You were brilliant.
I wanted to go fishing, Dad. I didn't mean to mess everything up.
I know, Ronnie, I know.
Dad, if you really want me back on the team...
I don't care about the team. I care about you. Proud of you.
I got better. I need to take a shower.
Selinsky! Let's eat.
Honey, make a toast.
Good idea.
Oh, I love toast.
To the Thompsons and the Zelinskys and many more dinners together.
Cheers.
So I think we're going to be having leftovers. Oh, I wonder what's for dinner, right, Russ? Well, I guess I got to carve this thing, huh?
Hey, you want to use my chainsaw?
Who wants bread?
Six groups, okay?
Oh, you got cake for dessert?
Who wants bread?
Hey, wait! I get it!
French class!